Today we observe the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, or as we sometimes commonly refer to it, Corpus Christi, the body of Christ in Latin. Sometimes it's also called Corpus Domini, the body of the Lord. And it's an opportunity for us to give attention and due reverence to the reality of Christ truly present in the Holy Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity, on a special day. Of course, the day of the institution of this sacrament is Holy Thursday at the Last Supper. And of course, there is a Eucharistic theme there, but it's all caught up in the great Paschal mystery, the events of the Triduum. And so the church, I really think, just at almost the first opportunity, picked a day outside of the Easter season where this could be sort of a focus for us. And traditionally, we observe it on a Sunday, but traditionally it's observed like the Last Supper itself on a Thursday. That Thursday is a day particularly focused on the Blessed Sacrament and on the Holy Priesthood. Because that sacrament was also instituted at the Last Supper. When Pope St. John Paul gave us those new mysteries of the Rosary, the luminous mysteries, the day of the week that was assigned to those was Thursday, because they culminate in the institution of the Holy Eucharist. And so today we observe this wonderful feast to remember what it is that the Lord Jesus has given to us in the Holy Eucharist. You know, we do this, every Sunday. Actually, we do it every day, except for Good Friday. That's the only day in the whole church's year in which Mass is not celebrated. And that's a wonderful thing. It's part of what is referred to in the Lord's Prayer when we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." And yet there's a danger in that. And that's the danger is that we might start to take the Holy Eucharist for granted. We might become sort of familiar with the Holy Eucharist. As some of you all know me already, I kind of like old sayings, kind of these that I think often can't contain a lot of wisdom. Have you ever heard the old saying, familiarity breeds contempt? Have you ever heard that expression? It means if you get overly familiar with something, you start not to value it very much. And that's why I think the church gives us this feast to wait a minute, stop. I know we do this every day, but that doesn't take anything away from the awe and the mystery and the solemnity and the tremendous gratitude that we should have to the Lord Jesus in giving us his flesh by his own hand, as St. Thomas Aquinas so beautifully puts it. I would encourage you, if you want to dive more deeply into this feast and into the great, beautiful theology of the Holy Eucharist, this feast actually was instituted and made universal while St. Thomas Aquinas was alive, actually, and while he was actually in the service of the Pope. And the Pope at that time sort of commissioned, in a sense, if you can say such a thing, St. Thomas Aquinas to write the prayers and hymns that are associated with this feast. Things like the Pange Lingua, the Adoro Te, the O Salutaris. And if you read those things, they're beautiful, they're very familiar to us, but they're also just packed with theology. The theology of the Holy Eucharist presented in a poetic form. And so I really do encourage you to look at those. Because we never want to take the Blessed Sacrament for granted. The fact that Jesus will be here on this altar with us, that bread and wine that are brought forward, symbolic of our very selves, will be united to the offering of Jesus, of himself to the Father, and become his body and blood, and then given to us as food. The divine life of Jesus Christ living in us. It's so astonishing. And we don't do Jesus a favor if we don't take him seriously. You know, in Scripture, the probably the largest treatment of the theology of the Holy Eucharist is in John chapter 6. It's called the Bread of Life Discourse. And it's very interesting. Jesus gives this discourse fairly early in his public ministry, long before the Eucharist is actually instituted. And he tells people again and again and again, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And he says these things over and over and over again, very emphatically, before people really could have much of an understanding of how that was to be possible, actually. And this shows how seriously Jesus takes this, is that at the end of that Bread of Life discourse, the Jesus movement that up to that time had been, you know, a great success story, people flocking to him, all of a sudden, people started leaving. Lots of people started leaving. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can keep that? That's crazy. Eat my flesh? Drink my blood? What are you talking about? My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. And they left. And Jesus did not stop them. He didn't say, oh, you got this wrong. I was just speaking, you know, symbolically. He let them go because they got it right. It is a hard saying. They did him the compliment of taking him seriously. And we need to do him that same compliment as well. What we're about to do at this altar is serious business. It is the most serious business there is, pardon the expression. You will do nothing more serious than this today, this week. You won't. And I have to say, it's one of the great sorrows as a priest to see what at least seems to be, I can't see into people's hearts or maybe read their actions accurately necessarily, but what frequently seems to be a familiarity with the Blessed Sacrament. Not preparing very much, not engaging in the mystery of the Mass very seriously, maybe not even coming. And to me, this indicates, wait a minute, the Church is very wise to give us this feast. We need a reminder. And it's all our gain. This beautiful gospel that we had today of the feeding of the 5,000. It's a very interesting thing. The apostles are very aware of their inadequacy. And they come to Jesus. They say, Lord, what are we got to do something. These people are going to like pass out. Send them away so they can go get something to eat. And so that's a good thing that the apostles, that they went to Jesus with their concerns. Always go to Jesus. He will always help you. But he's very likely to challenge you as well. And he did to them. Because what did he say to them? Give them some food yourselves. And then they freak out, you know? They had done the right thing. They'd gone to Jesus, said, we got to do something about this. And then they freak out. Why do they need to freak out? Jesus is right there. Jesus is God. You know, he can handle this. But I don't know, before we're too hard on them, how often do we do that? We go to Jesus with some need that we have. Lord, help me. And he comes right back and says, you can do it. And then we freak out, right? And so they did. They took these 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they started doing what Jesus told them to do. Do you remember what the last words of our Blessed Mother in the scriptures are? Do whatever he tells you. Okay? And so he said, go feed them. 5 loaves, 2 fish, feed 5,000 people. Okay, Lord, if you say so. And they do. And guess what? There's plenty. There's a lot left over. There's a lot more left over than there was to start with. How does that happen? It's some of that funny math of God, right? What was the need to freak out? Last night I had celebrated a wedding mass, and the gospel that the couple had chosen, it's one of my favorite ones, maybe my absolute favorite one for a wedding mass, is the wedding feast at Cana, where Mary says that, do whatever he tells you. It's another one of these places. Now, this is the person who notices the need here is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she says, oh, they're going to run out of wine. And Jesus gives this, at best, non-committal answer to Mary, okay? At best, all right? And Mary, though, unlike the apostles, does not freak out. She just says to the waiters, whatever he does, tells you, just do it. And again, what he told them to do didn't seem very responsive. There were these giant 20 to 30 gallon stone water jars there for washings, all the ceremonial washings you have to do in the Jewish religion. And he said, go fill those things up with water. Well, one, how's that going to help? You know, they're running out of wine, not water. How do you fill up stone water jars that are big enough to hold 20 to 30 gallons? How do you do that? That's, you know, but they did it. And that water that was a part of the ceremonial washings set aside for that becomes wine. And not just any old wine, the best. Again, if you just do what he says, it'll be enough. It'll be more than enough. It will be the best. I would like to encourage you all to really have radically Eucharistic lives. Whenever you really need something, and we all really need things, come to Jesus in the Eucharist. Come to him. He's here in the tabernacle all the time. Maybe even better, come during adoration that we have all day and all night on Wednesday and Thursday till Friday morning. Best of all, come to Mass, which we have every day plus here at St. Rose. That's the best. Bring whatever you've got. However little it may seem to be. How completely inadequate. Give it to him. And it will be enough. When you come to Mass especially, today, right now, I want you to do this at the offertory. When the gifts are being brought up, whatever the greatest need in your heart is, place it on this altar with the bread and wine that are brought up here. Internally, place it there. Give it to Jesus. Let it, in the consecration, become Jesus. And it will be enough. It will be more than enough. And then the Lord will give it right back to you. He will give himself to you as your food for the journey that leads to your true home, which isn't here, but in heaven. That's what it means to live Eucharistically and not to take Jesus for granted. Because the only person who loses when we take Jesus for granted is us. We limit what he so much wants to give to us. So enter in this Mass and then make a commitment to do that. To come and visit him in the Blessed Sacrament. To come adore him in adoration. Best of all, to come and worship at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass.